they're only a small sample. If I were to take you through, if you go to bbtedit.com and look at, you know, don't go through the whole thing, it's too much work, but look at some of the representative pages, especially take chapter 7 maybe, because that's where the dictation started, and look at the number of revisions that have been done, either to insert Sanskrit or to correct a grammatical mistake or to do something like fix Kunti's prayer and the Ishopanishad mix up and to get the right verse number. And the number of footnotes that you would find in that book would be profuse. Okay, so then why? So that, let's say the footnote approach is too much. Now, first of all, I'm increasing the cost of the book because I have to add all those pages for the footnotes. I'm burdening the ordinary reader with all that stuff. So footnotes are out. Now, why not just keep it as it is? And I write a separate book saying, you know, this was a mistake, this is a mistake, this is a mistake, this is a mistake, this is a mistake. Problem is that the readers aren't going to get that. It's only specialists. You know, the ISKCON devotees who are really going to drill down and you know, scrutinize, they're going to get my treatise on what the errors were. And meanwhile, the book is going to be full of errors. It's going to have Kunti offering prayers from Ishopanishad. It's going to have demigods and demons taking sea journeys. It's going to have grammatical errors. It's going to have words spelled wrong. It's going to have things left out that Prabhupada put in. That's another category of things. Whole purports. It's going to be potent. It'll be fine. There'll be nothing wrong with it, except that it'll have lots of errors and lots of stuff left out. But it will be serviceable. And it can be distributed. We publish it for people who prefer to distribute it. It's available. But we think that we're doing the reader and the author a disservice by leaving out content that he intended to have in, by having errors that he didn't intend that could have been fixed, and just having a website or something available somewhere that says, you know, if you'd like to find out the way it should have been, read this. Excuse me? How can we be certain that we left out things that we didn't, that he wanted put in? He must have read it and he didn't say anything. Exactly. Why didn't we just leave it? Perfectly acceptable. Take everything that he left out and leave it left out. You can do that. And you'll make devotees and people will read it and be happy. And the only people who won't be happy will the people who say, why are you holding back from us this material that Prabhupada gave us? You know you have it. It's in your manuscripts. You're keeping it locked up in the Bhaktivedanta archives, and you won't show it to anyone.
No, I disagree with that entirely. Anyone who read Prabhupada's vision will be happy. And I can say, or you must have Prabhupada's wanted to be getting it. And I said,
excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. He left it out, or the editors left it out? It's out, and he read it. And you can make a case, and I'm going to stop here pretty soon, but you can make the case, it was out, he didn't ask for it to be put in, and it can be left out. That's a perfectly legitimate position to hold, and for those who hold that position, I respect it. It's a reasonable position. That's how it was, that's how we want it always to be. You know, as they say, warts and all. You know, it was... Pardon me, there's a wart. Pumundi is a wart. Or if you don't like the word wart, call it an error. See, it's not Arshaprayog. Arshaprayog means the mistakes of the Acharya should be respected. Our transcribers who didn't know a full moon day... Pardon me. Our typists who couldn't tell the difference between a Pumundi and the full moon day are not acharyas and Arsha Prayog does not apply to their errors any more than it applies to my errors. Absolutely, Prabhu. Absolutely. Okay. I understand. Irregularly composed, first of all, to answer, you know, what's this obviously a rhetorical question, no, we're not going to take it out. Now, Prabhupada, you know, very, you know, you can say touchingly is admitting his frailty in presenting a book in a foreign language and admitting that it will have irregularities and so on, and appealing to the good wishes of the reader to accept it with all of its apparent imperfections. And we respect that. On the other hand, Srila Prabhupada engaged people whose service it was to fix errors, to remove irregularities, to reconcile discrepancies, to fix things. That was the service Prabhupada gave Hayagriva, Re Rama, Satsarup Maharaj, and me. We do have correspondence from Prabhupada where he's complaining about errors, where he says one error will ruin the whole book, where he's instructing us that two editors should read everything because one editor may, you know, miss something and the second editor should catch it. And we know that we're not going to make it materially perfect. And even deliberately, we know that there are, for example, there are mistakes in Prabhupada's books that we leave because they're Prabhupada's mistakes. Prabhupada says, for example, it just came to my attention again that Prabhupada in First Canto says that something about Bhishma Dev not being present at the Rajasuya sacrifice, or being present at the Rajasuya sacrifice, being or not being present at the Rajasuya sacrifice. And if, when you read, not being present at the Rajasuya sacrifice is in First Canto. And when you read Krishna book and when you're familiar with the history, you know without a doubt that Bhishma Dev was there. Yeah, he's saying, you know, yes, he should be elected the first person to be honored, Krishna should be, because he's, you know, I'm supposed to be a brahmacharya, but Krishna's 1,000 times the brahmacharya I am. So he's right on the scene. Prabhupada has him on the scene, and yet Prabhupada's writing in the first canto that he wasn't there. And, you know, devotees bring this to our attention and say, but, you know, this is a discrepancy, and we say, Arsha Prayog. Because it's not an editor's mistake. That's Arsha Prayog. When the Acharya says it, he said it. You know, we're leaving it because that's what he said. Arsha Prayog. We're aware of the principle. We respect the principle. But we don't extend the principle to my mistakes, Hayagriva's mistakes, the typist's mistakes. We believe from our instructions we received, from the training that we had, from the experiences we had, that Prabhupada wanted us to fix such errors, and that's what we've done. We don't keep reading the books, looking for errors, but as errors are brought to our attention, they're carefully judged, usually they're small these days because of the nature of things. And when they're editorial errors, we fix them. And that's our principle. And I'm going to close in about a minute. There's three more questions, but I need direction from the in charges because we've gone an hour over time, and the time is not mine to decide about what should I do. Excuse me? Okay. I'll just say two or three more things. That is 2 minutes more. And then any other questions that you have, please feel free to speak to me after the class. Please feel free to write me, jswami@pamho.net. If you forget my email address, please feel free to put a comment on the website, bbtedit.com, and it will come to us. And I'll be happy to respond. I just wanted to thank you, though, before you go, Prajahari. Okay. I just wanted to thank all of you for listening. I especially wanted to thank Prajahari, because if it's all yes men sitting here agreeing with everything I say, then we don't get depth in our thought. Okay. No, the only thing that's wrong is if you don't buy those books from the BBT. As long as you buy those, we have them. If we don't have them, place an order, we'll get them for you. We've kept them in print for the last many years. Madhu Pandit and company prefer that edition in Bangalore. We've kept it in print for well over a decade. Bhagavad Gita. Srimad Bhagavatam, there's hardly anything to talk about. The revisions are so slight. Really. I mean, they're so slight that I almost don't... Nobody's gone through it and revised Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna book, yes. Isha Upanishad, yes. Bhagavad Gita as it is. Srimad Bhagavatam, no. Yeah. And read why and read to what extent. And you'll see... You may not be unhappy about it, but I would like to thank you again for coming, because I know that it's not easy to walk into an assembly like this and be the person who has a different opinion. My sadness also, I would also, and I could talk about the history of how that rift has come about, largely through self-motivated people and people who've deliberately misrepresented the truth in a propagandistic way, so that something that really should have been unexceptionable, that should have been easily accepted by everyone, became polarized largely because of people's personal acharya status, ironically. Absolutely. Thank you, Prajahari Prabhu. And if nothing else, it's just a pleasure to see you. Srila Prabhupada. So again, thank you all. And if you do take a look at bbtedit.com if you have further interest in the subject. And again, thank you. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.